Recording. Okay. So, hello everybody. My name is Avi Shaver. I'm interviewing here Adina Geffen. This interview is taking place here on Zoom. The date today is January 4th, the year 2022. The relationship between us is that we are simply friends. And Adina, you have submitted the consent form signed to me, which I have in my files. So thank you very much. I'm just going to explain a brief overview of what this is, and as well as what this is for. So this purpose is to understand the effect that COVID-19 has had on society, so to speak. So understanding how it's played a role in, you know, day-to-day life, in relationships, friendships, medically, if anything, related to that. And so this is going to be submitted to what's called JOPTI, which is stands for the Journal of the Plague Year, which is a giant plethora of collections of these interviews available for anybody who wants to see them, based on just people's recollections of COVID. So Adina is going to be interviewing from Far Rockaway, New York. I'm currently interviewing from London, Ontario, Canada. Does that all sound fair and appropriate to you?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm starting with the first question. What do you recall about the start of all this virus pandemic? Do you remember when you first heard about it? What did you think about it immediately?
So originally I was thinking that it wasn't much of anything. You're kind of like brushing it away. It only sort of hit home when I heard of somebody in Yonkers, I believe, Yonkers, New York, who had caught it and he went to the hospital, became like a major news story, was really the point when I was like, oh, maybe this is something we should be worried about. But even when I work in a school as a teacher, and even when the school was kind of like, oh, bring your books home, students, you know, we're over break and then we'll see what happens afterwards, I was just like, okay, whatever, we'll probably be back in 2 weeks. I did not think the whole country, the whole city would be shut down at all.
And is it different than how you see it now? Did you expect something different? I mean, you said that you expected to be back to normal within 2 weeks. Why do you think things have turned out the way that they have?
I think that it's a combination of it being a disease we knew nothing about, having to deal with that and the science behind that, and also just what ended up happening in terms of the deaths and sick people and the amount, like how fast and quickly everything spread, probably was what kind of snowballed into it continuing till today. Although I think that maybe, you know, it depends on like different government policies too, and how people react and you know, on the location of everyone, like in terms of like, if you're like in a smaller rural town versus like a city, it might be impacting you differently. So I live in the city, so New York. So I think we're much more condensed and much more heavily populated than other areas.
Makes sense. How does this compare to perhaps any other health crises that you may have lived through or personally in the past, if you have gone through any?
I mean, I believe there was the SARS virus, and there was Ebola and Zika. Those just kind of seemed more far off. Like we heard about it, a little bit of worried about it, but it was more of like, you know, kind of like out of sight, out of mind. Not that you weren't worried about it, it was just, you know, not so much in your backyard.
Okay. What does a typical day look like for you right now? And how is that different from how it used to be? Or how it was before?
So a typical day now is, you know, going to work. I would teach at a school, so we're all masked up. We have to get temperature readings in the morning. We walk in the door. We have face shields around our desks. Well, the students rather have face shields around their desks for eating lunch. Instead of switching classrooms, because it's a middle school, instead of switching classrooms by subject, the students stay in their own room all day. They don't even go to the cafeteria for lunch. There's also in the teacher's office or lounge, they have separate desks for each teacher. And then there's like dividers, like separating each desk as well. A lot of hand sanitizers placed in every, like one hand sanitizer in every classroom, one or two. And then there's also like one in the hallway as well by the bathrooms. What else? Also a lot about like quarantining and a lot like a focus on like vaccinations as well. Teachers were required to be vaccinated, I think by December in my school. And I think that's basically my regular day in terms of COVID anyways. Compare it to previously.
Yeah.
When I worked in schools in terms of like before COVID, it was very much a free-for-all in terms of hygiene in general, I would think. If you think back compared to today. Of course, go wash your hands in the bathroom. But like we weren't exactly hovering over students to see if they were washing their hands, maybe we should have been. There was no hand sanitizer thing anywhere. There was no masking. There was no discussion of 6 feet apart, 3 feet apart. You know, how many students are in the classroom, how we're going to seat them, that kind of thing. It was just, you know, there's a lot more group, student group learning. So students used to be like in pairs or threes or fours. Now they're by themselves in rows individually. So there's much less group work as well.
Oh gosh, that's sad because some people do really well with group work and some people, I guess, do well individually. I guess it depends on the person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you spending more or less time outside the home? Inside, you know, are you spending more time outside, more time inside?
Now or in general?
Just in general, like now.
Now I probably spend not half and half, probably like half my days out of the house and half my days in the house. Because it's a regular like job, so you don't really have, well, the year before I was on Zoom, so I was in my house most of the time. But now I'm more, you know, out and about driving and teaching.
That makes sense. What would you say life is like for you in terms of like getting supplies, like groceries, medications, or, you know, necessary, you know, items? Because I remember at the very beginning everyone was like buying toilet paper and like hoarding all the sanitizer and stuff like that. So like I said,
there's actually recently another toilet paper shortage, so we couldn't get toilet paper right away. Like a few weeks ago we had to like wait. We had to get a different brand once it came in like stock. I think it was probably towards the beginning of like the Omicron variant. It's not the same. Although when you go into the pharmacies, a lot of things are off the shelves in terms of like regular products, just like a lot of empty shelves. I'm not sure if that's because of COVID or because of supply chain issues or because of, I heard there's been a lot of theft too. So I'm not sure what the factor is there. Sometimes there'll be random things that you can't find. For example, at my school, we didn't have any ink, any toner at all for like a month. So it was a bit of a problem. It was like, and these toners only come from one company. So for the two printers we had or whatever. So it was a bit of an issue. About 2 months ago that happened. So we kind of had to do everything, print at home or just using on a computer. That kind of thing. That's in terms of like supply issues, but not nowhere near the levels it was, except it's like more random things now, less things for households, like less like necessities.
Okay, so we'll shift gears a little bit about, you know, from that understand what are you doing in your like spare time? Has that changed at all? Anything, you know, you're doing differently with your hobbies or something like that?
More recently, I've kind of sort of edged back towards normal in terms of regular, like I just got together with my friends today. I go shopping occasionally, you know, whatever, clothes, food. It depends where I am. Like if I'm in the city, then it'll be more restrictive, I think, in terms of masking, in terms of distancing. or from at work versus where I am closer to Nassau County. So things are more like opened up in Nassau County than in Queens County, for example. So it depends. I think it's pretty much back to normal compared to what it was, like sitting for days at home, months really, primarily. We still go out like once a week for like groceries and whatever and errands. And then now it's basically back to normal. Although there is like some shutdown. So like my local library shut down for 2 weeks last week, and then a different one closed another today. So like it's like open and shut a little bit, but nothing's like shut down as completely as it did in the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, makes sense. Is there anything that you like miss about maybe life before, or anything that you're just like, ugh, I want to be able to be doing this, but I can't because of COVID?
I think first thing would probably be like something like more entertainment. So like Broadway shows are fun to go to every once in a while, and they've basically been shut down until recently. I haven't done really any travel at all, like anything international or like where I had to fly a plane. I have not been on a plane since January 2020. That sort of thing kind of has been curtailed. Not that I've gone on like small trips, but like driving distance more.
Makes sense. What is the mood like amongst your family and friends or coworkers?
My coworkers are very nervous about the new variant. They're very worried about coming back into the building. Yesterday, we went back into the building, but they all have to get like a negative PCR test to come in, which is very hard because of the backlog and testing. Like they spent like 8 hours online and stuff like that. And by me, it was much quicker. It's 4 hours and you get called back. Got to go home. And that sort of thing. They're a lot more, a lot more nervous there. The majority of them, probably like 80-90%, are much more nervous than my family is, because a lot of my family already got COVID, or they're just think they're young and invincible.
And how do you think you answered it. I'm just understanding like how you think they're responding to it.
What?
How do you think they are responding to it? So you said they were like
that. I'm responding to it.
No, you answered how you responded to it. I mean, if you want to explain, you know, yourself, like it's fine. You can do that.
Okay. For me, I mean, now you're saying. So I was a little bit nervous about it, but when I started hearing that it was like a lighter version of it, it made me feel better, even though it's more contagious. I actually, not often asked this question, I finally got COVID through the Omicron variant. I think it was Omicron. I'm actually not sure. The lab didn't tell me what variant it was, even though I asked. But it did not seem as, at least for me, I have asthma, so it did not seem at all light to me. It was about like 10 days of being sick. I got sick, I would say the date was, well, when I started feeling symptoms. I don't know when I actually got the virus, but I got sick about the December 16th. And then I didn't really start feeling better like until probably like the 27th of December. So it was a pretty long haul, and I mean, I didn't have to go to the hospital at all, but it was like high, like, you know, low mid-grade fevers, like 102, a little over 102, but like very, it was like a lot of like up and down with the fevers, and then just extreme exhaustion, a lot of coughing, a lot of like my heart rate was going up, my pulse was going very high too. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was much more than everyone else was saying. Like everyone's saying, oh, it was like a common cold. So I'm not sure which variant I got, but that was interesting too. And then my father got it as well. He got it first, then I got it. And then my mom also got it, but they had different, totally different reactions too. So we ended up getting antibody, monoclonal antibody treatments. But the ones we got did not do anything for me or my mom, but it helped my dad. So I don't know which variants he got. I don't know for sure the science behind it, but certain antibodies work better. So I don't even know if I had Omicron or not, but I didn't feel any different. I probably felt worse after the antibody infusions. And even now, like I still have like, get out of breath a lot, and I get like a lot of coughing still, not as bad. It's slowly getting better, but it's definitely not as worse as it was, but it's still present.
Yes, it's interesting. They don't tell you which variant you get, but I guess if you got it, you got it. It doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
You have it. Okay. So how do you think your coworkers are feeling about the work that you guys are doing, in response to it? Like, do you think your school is doing enough, too little?
There are probably half and half. Some coworkers feel like they shouldn't be forced to get the vaccinations, like shouldn't be like the purview of schools or government, but they still do it because, they want their job. And then the rest are just like, we should add more restrictions. Like we shouldn't be coming in, we should be going remote, which was a decision actually made by my school. After we came in, we came in like one day on Monday, yesterday, to hand out laptops, and they're going to be remote till January 18th.
Wait.
Yeah, due to the Omicron variant. At least that's what they're saying. Not sure if it's because of staff shortages, just in general.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. And how do you feel that your work is doing? Do you think they're doing the right thing? Do you think that they're going too far?
In terms of going remote?
Or just in general, I mean, we could talk
so
about
first. I think that more recently they're going a bit too far because Omicron started and, two classes shut down right before break. And the students started break on December 15th. So Monday, December 13th, two classes got shut down. And one teacher we don't know who it is, but one teacher also had COVID. Now, at that point, I think they should have shut the school down a little earlier for winter break. So school just opened it up again on the 3rd. It's over 2 weeks of vacation for the students. And I think that I think that as long as everyone has a negative COVID test coming in, then they could bring a proof of negative COVID test and they should be able to have school. The kids who have positive obviously would stay home regardless, but they would just double check, I think that's a better way of doing it, kind of like the test to stay program I've been hearing about.
Interesting. Okay. And what do you think is like affecting your attitudes like towards that?
Towards the school or?
Yeah, just in general, or the school, the government, do you feel like it's just agitation? Do you feel like it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening? Or like, you're like, okay, I respect it. It's
100%. I might not agree with it, but I'll respect it. I think it just depends on also the how big the school is. Our school is pretty small. It's only 350 students, not like it's like 1,000 kids and like 200 teachers. It's a small school. It's not with the Department of Education. It's its own private charter school, public charter school rather. So a little bit different. And also the public schools didn't shut down. So it's interesting that they're not going according to the Department of Education. Usually they do. In general though, in terms of like my COVID reactions, probably the combination of peer pressure, like peer, societal and basing my information on family and the news and all that kind of sources, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes a lot of sense. So let's take a step back. And how do you think like other people are perceiving what you guys are doing? So whether it be parents or, I know you said that you're not really under the Department of Education, but does anybody commend you guys or criticize you guys for what you're doing or anything like that?
I haven't heard any kind of criticism. I've heard more criticism in the fact that the teachers had to come in yesterday. like, why would they want, like, there was a few teachers who posted on our like private messaging app, like, why should we come in if we're at, we're closing for the variant, why should we be coming in and occupying a space, even though there's no students there, they're worried about the variants regardless. So there was that, there was those teachers who thought we didn't go far enough. I guess that's some sort of like criticism, but everyone else was just like, jumped right on the bandwagon to get into remote teaching. At least they seemed to. They didn't specifically tell me they were like against it or for it. They were just following the school's lead, I think.
Interesting. So let's talk a little bit about vaccination. You know, does that play, I mean, you said that some people were anti-vax in that sense. Would you say that the vaccination has changed your life in generally, in any way, like specifically, like, you know, we can talk about work, we can talk about outings with friends and things of that nature. So that's,
right. So the vaccination, I got it last March, April time-ish. That would be like 2021 rather. And like I was, most of my friends did not get it back then. I got it primarily because I hadn't gotten COVID at all. And I was worried with my asthma, like I wasn't interested in getting sick. And I was worried that I would like have a bigger reaction than most people my age. That's why I got it. And also my mom was getting it around the same time, just kind of went together. And so for me, like, it wasn't such a big deal about any kind of restrictions based on vaccination status, because I already had it way earlier than a lot of other people. I think other people got it later, maybe because they changed their minds, or just because they were planning on getting it later, or it could be because of their jobs and the like restrictions that came along with not getting it. Like I know, for example, my brother-in-law got the vaccination only because he couldn't get into businesses and restaurants and whatnot in New York City. Like, even though he was in New Jersey, where it was much, it's a little bit less strict in terms of vaccination status, I believe, he goes to the city a lot and he likes to go, you know, out there and go to museums and things. So he just got the J&J vaccine, which is one dose. And then he's able to do what he wants to do in terms of, you know, entertainment and whatnot. So I feel like there's like those two sides of the coin, people getting it anyways and people just getting it to for jobs or to have access.
Has it changed like your view of the pandemic as a whole?
What do you mean?
What was that, sorry?
What do you mean by that?
So like, you know, people you meet, like people who are very like antagonistic towards vaccination. Do you think that's like, you know, or people that are very like, you should get vaccinated, like very like, you know, pushing forward for the vaccine in many ways, or pushing against the vaccine? Do you think that's like shifted any way that you view the pandemic in the past?
So I think that probably vaccinations have become very politicized. Both like on like a personal level in terms of like peers, I think that it tends to be like people feel like the more right wing don't get vaccinated than the more left wing do, in terms of like their political like leanings and affiliations. Although I think statistically it's not necessarily true. Maybe it slightly leans more left, but I think many Republicans have gotten vaccinated. I don't know the numbers though, so I could be making this up. But I think it has like kind of become this like hot button issue. People like to just scream about, talk about, and basically talk in circles about, because they have their own opinion. They're not going to really change many people's opinions, especially if they go about it with an attitude of like, you should be doing X. People generally don't like being told what to do. So, you know, it depends on how you word it. Or I think it also better coming from like a personal source than so much from like a news pundit or a political source, like a personal or your own, either like a friend or family member or like maybe your own personal physician. What I think would have been better originally when giving out the vaccines, I think it would have been better if it came also from the doctor, your own personal doctors themselves. This is just what I was thinking a while ago, because if you just happen to go to your doctor for a regular well checkup, And then he's like, oh, you know, I recommend X vaccine. It's a lot more, you already know, you already have a relationship with that doctor. So it's a lot more of a simple, like, yes or no, based on what my doctor told me to do. Then like the big vaccine clinics were good as well, but I think it could have been spread out better with personal physicians as well.
Great. Is there anything you would like to ask or talk about, you know, whether that be like something that has affected you in general, like, you know, have you had any close relatives that have had close calls, or, you know, is it, we use this time to talk about anything else that you think would be pertinent to this project?
I had a few like relatives, like my father got very sick originally, like in March of 2020. He didn't have to go to the hospital, but like he was very close. He had like EMTs called to the house. So it was like very scary in terms of that, but he did recover. Also in terms of like, I live near a hospital, like it's a small community hospital, but like it's like a 10-15 minute walk away from my house. So even just in terms of seeing like the constant like ambulances and the constant sirens through the beginning of the pandemic was like very hard. And you also like saw like their freezer trucks full of people who had passed away, unfortunately, from the pandemic too. So like just like rolling by our house for like months. And then I have a, like a distant cousin who died from COVID. And I didn't know him personally, but he was my grandfather's first cousin. So there was that example. And then there's, sorry. There was also like a kind of not like a very well-known doctor in my community. He was an eye doctor. He did like a lot of things for people in the community. He was like a very well-known man, and he died also. It was also kind of shocking because it felt like it was like towards the end of like the first wave or second wave of the pandemic, but he just caught it like at a wedding and he died. He was only like 60 years old. So like it kind of like made it feel like it was getting like closer to home, I would say. There's also like a few like parents of like my like former like students in my high school, like their parents died from COVID as well. But that was a little, it was sad obviously, but it was a little bit more removed, only because like I don't know them as well as I know these people. So
still a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, those are my 10 questions. Really, thank you for coming. This was really helpful. And so I'll basically transcribe this. And as soon as I do, I'll send you the transcript, I'll send you the recording. You can edit it to your liking, meaning you can decide what you want to be in there, what you don't want to be in there. And okay. I'll go through, and then I'll, after you submit what you want edited out, I'll submit it to the journal.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Anita. This was really a pleasure, and have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome.